Lent, Week 3, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds.
He gave him the bread of life and understanding to eat, and the water of wisdom to drink. A reading from the book of Exodus, Chapter 22. Thus says the Lord, whoever sacrifices to any god, save to the Lord only, shall be utterly destroyed. You shall not wrong a stranger or oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or orphan. If you do afflict them, and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people with you who is poor, you shall not be to him as a creditor, and you shall not exact interest from him. If ever you take your neighbor's garment in pledge, you shall restore it to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering, it is his mantle for his body. In what else shall he sleep? And if he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. You shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and the overflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall do likewise with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its dam, and on the 8th day you shall give it to me. You shall be men consecrated to me. Therefore you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beasts in the field. You shall cast it to the dogs. You shall not utter a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not follow a multitude to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a suit, turning aside after a multitude, so as to pervert justice, nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his suit. If you meet your enemy's ox or his ass going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the ass of anyone who hates you lying under its burden, you shall not refrain from leaving him with it. You shall help him to lift it up. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in his suit. Keep far from a false charge, and do not slay the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the officials and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. You shall not oppress a stranger. You know the heart of a stranger. You were strangers in the land of Egypt. Responsory from Psalm 81. Do justice for the weak and the orphan. Defend the afflicted and the needy. Rescue the weak and the poor. Set them free from the hand of the wicked. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom? Rescue the weak and the poor. Set them free from the hand of the wicked. A reading from the homilies of St. Augustine on St. John's Gospel. There came a woman. She symbolizes the church which was not yet justified, but was about to be justified. For this is the effect of the conversation. She comes in ignorance, she finds him, and he converses with her. We must see what this woman of Samaria was and why she had come to draw water. The Samaritans did not belong to the Jewish nation, but were foreigners. It is part of the symbolism that this woman, who is a type of the church, came from a foreign nation, because the church was to come from the Gentiles, and so be of a different race from the Jews. We must listen to ourselves speaking in her. We must recognize ourselves in her person, and in her person we must thank God for ourselves. She was not the reality, but its symbol, and because she provided a symbol, she became the reality too. For she came to believe in Jesus, who was putting her before us as a symbol. She came to draw some water. Quite simply, she had come to draw water as any other man or woman is accustomed to do. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." You see that they were foreigners. Indeed, the Jews would not use their vessels. As the woman brought her own bucket to draw some water, she was surprised that a Jew was quite uncharacteristically requesting a drink from her. Although Jesus asked for a drink, his real thirst was for this woman's faith. Finally, we hear who it was requesting a drink. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." He asks her for a drink and promises to give her a drink. He is in need as one who will accept. He abounds as one who will satisfy. "If you knew," he said, "the gift of God." God's gift is the Holy Spirit, but he still speaks to her in veiled language, and gradually he enters into her heart. Perhaps he is already teaching her. For what appeal could be more delightful or more kindly made? "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,'" perhaps it is you who would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The water which he was about to give her is surely the water referred to in the words, "With you is the fountain of life." It is impossible for those who shall be drunk from the abundance of your house to be thirsty ever again. Jesus was promising her plentiful nourishment and the abundant fullness of the Holy Spirit. As yet, the woman did not understand. How did he answer in her lack of understanding? The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I might not thirst nor come here to draw." Need drove her to this labor, while her frailty recoiled from it. How wonderful if she heard the invitation, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavenly laden, and I will give you rest." That was what Jesus' words to her meant, an end to her labor. But she did not yet understand their meaning. Responsory from John 7. Jesus cried out, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me. Let the man come and drink who believes in me. From his breast shall flow fountains of living water." He was speaking of the Spirit which those who believed in him were to receive. "Anyone who drinks the water that I will give will never be thirsty again." He was speaking of the Spirit which those who believed in him were to receive. Let us pray. God our Father, in your infinite love and goodness, you have shown us that prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are remedies for sin. Accept the humble admission of our guilt, and when our conscience weighs us down, let your unfailing mercy raise us up.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son,
who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.